We're going to be going into the Word of God. We're going to get back to the basics. But I believe that some of you are going to discover truth during the course of this broadcast that's going to empower you and ignite within your soul a new fire and a new passion to live for God. I want you to consider with me the possibilities of what you can ascend to in this world. There's a saying, and it says this, what has been is what can be. And even more, Jesus said, you can have because of me. Consider that statement in light of Enoch. The scripture tells us in the book of Bereshit, in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, verse 24, that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Listen once again, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Most understand this verse to be that somehow Enoch was walking in such unity with his Creator that God just lifted him off the earth while he was still alive and took him. The point is, Enoch was living a supernatural life. He was walking with God in supernatural, spectacular victory. I want to declare today over your life, beloved one, that you too can walk with God. Jesus said, all things are possible for those that believe. I want to give you some key truth that will help you walk with your Creator. So I'm going to give you several simple themes that if you'll really take these to heart, if you'll really internalize them, if you'll really put them in front of you, like David said, the Lord is continually before me. If you'll wake up in the morning with these themes in front of your heart and mind, you're going to ascend into a place where you're truly going to be walking with God, and it's going to be supernatural. Your friends are going to see it, your family's going to see it, and you're going to know it. You're going to experience divine reality in your life beyond anything you've known in the past if you'll simply apply these truths to your life, not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, not even for a year, but the truths, beloved ones, that I'm about to impart to your heart right now are truths that should stay with you even to your last breath in this world. Because these truths that I'm going to share today are eternal truths, and they reveal the purpose of your and my being here and how to walk with our Creator. If you have a pen and paper, I would encourage you to take some simple notes and continually remind yourself of these because it will keep you on the right path. The truth is, as just a side note here, the natural disposition of our flesh, listen, the natural disposition of our flesh is that we receive revelation from God. But unless we keep the revelation that we receive, beloved one, continually before us, what's going to happen is that it's going to dissipate. We're going to forget about it. We're going to lose it. I've noticed that in my own life. Consider this. Think of the parable that Jesus told about the sower went out to sow the seed. And Jesus tells the parable about the sower sowing the seed. He said that the seed was the Word of God, and the ground that the seed was sown into was symbolic of different types of people. And we remember there are four types of ground. There's four types of people in whom the Word is sown in. The first type of soil, or the first type of person that the Word is sown in, Jesus said the Word is sown, but it takes no root, because as soon as the seed is sown, which is the Word, immediately it's taken away from them by a predator. And so the predator is the devil. Some people hear the Word, it doesn't take any root in them. They don't take a hold of it. Immediately the devil comes and snatches it from them. We've all shared the gospel, at least many of us had, with people, and it just doesn't take root. As soon as we share it with them, the devil just snatches it from them. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to receive it. They're blind to it. But that's not most of us. That's not most of you that are listening. Some of you perhaps, but many of you are listening because you love God and you love truth. So let's consider now the next two types of soil that the Word is sown into. Jesus said there's another type of ground, and the Word is sown in it, and immediately it begins to spring forth. It takes form. A plant comes out of the ground. But Jesus said that when the sun comes out, the sun scorches it, and it withers and dies because it has no root. And Jesus said, this is the type of person. He said that they receive the word, but because they don't work with it, when things get tough in life, when they run into challenges, the word gets choked out and they forget about it. And so the point is that in the past, we've interpreted, I know I have this parable, oftentimes in reference simply to people receiving the gospel message as it relates to their salvation. Sometimes people hear the gospel and they receive it for a little while, but then the cares of life and the struggles of their individual reality choke it and they end up fading away. And then there's another type of individual. And this individual, they receive the word and it begins to bear fruit, but then what happens is the desire for other things leads the person away from the word, they forget about the word, and they bear no fruit. Then there's the last type of soil, there's the last type of person Jesus described, and Jesus said this person receives the word, and then they nurture it, they work with it, they cling to it, they water it, and it ends up becoming a healthy plant and bearing fruit. Jesus said, this is the type of person when they receive the word, they take a hold of it, they water it, they cling to it, they nurture it, they get in the word, they put themselves in an environment where the plant will grow, where the word will grow within them, and they end up bearing forth fruit to eternal life. Now, here's the reason I shared this with you, beloved ones, at this point in the message. It seems like it's a bit off subject, but there's a reason that I shared it with you. Because this parable applies not just to the gospel message of salvation, which is what we commonly attribute it to, but it also applies, listen now, to any revelation that we receive. Anytime God gives us a truth, we sometimes can think about this in our own life and we'll see it's what I'm saying is correct. We receive fresh revelation, we're really excited about it. In fact, it kind of propels us forward. It's like we have a new passion for the Lord. But oftentimes what happens with this new revelation is eventually after a month or even a few weeks or maybe even a few months, what eventually can happen is exactly what happened with those soils and the individuals that we just described that those soils symbolized. We can find ourselves drifting away from the fresh revelation that we just received. Not just again the message of salvation, but any revelation. God reveals something to you. Like give thanks to Him always. And you begin to do it for a few days or even a few weeks, but all of a sudden you get lost somewhere in life. Maybe you get hit with something. You get hit with a tragedy, whatever it is, and you somehow forget about the revelation. You get overwhelmed by your circumstances, and before long you completely forgot about it. It's as if you never even received it. Sometimes, once again, people hear revelation, they get passionate, they get excited, their faith in God, it springs forth, but then all of a sudden, maybe they're offered a new position at work. It could be anything, but all of a sudden they get so sidetracked on their new position at work and their fleshly ambition takes over, and all of a sudden they forget about God, they lose the revelation, and once again, the revelation gets choked out. So I told you that, beloved ones, because what I'm about to give you today are very significant supernatural keys that if you'll stay on course with these keys that I'm going to give you, if you'll write them down, if you'll review them, I'm telling you, you won't lose them. It's going to keep you making progress, and you're going to be the type of ground that brings forth a plant that endures to eternal life. With that said, beloved, let's pray. Father God, we worship You. We declare, Father, that You are the Creator, that from You and through You and to You are all things. Father, we want to fulfill Your purpose and Your desire for our life. So, Father God, Hashem, we give You ourselves now. Work within us according to Your good pleasure and accomplish everything in us that You want to. And let this message, Father, serve as a means through which You accomplish Your purposes in each one's life. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, we say Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name of the Lord. So here we go. We talked about the fact that Enoch walked with God. He walked supernaturally with God. You too can walk with God. How? First of all, beloved ones, we can walk with God by acknowledging Him. I'm going to give you several keys. I'm going to build on each one of the keys. This might sound very simplistic, but let me ask you a question. You can walk with God by acknowledging Him. Here's the question. When you wake up in the morning, is the first thing that you do is it to acknowledge God? Many of us wake up in the morning, we don't wake up and we get out of bed and the first thing that we do is acknowledge our Creator, acknowledge Hashem, which is the Hebrew way of saying the Lord. It means the name of the Lord. Do you wake up in the morning and as you're putting your feet on the floor, do you say, Father God, thank You. Thank You that I woke up this morning. Thank You, Father God, that You gave me another day. Father, thank You that everything that's going to happen today is going to be an opportunity for me to grow in grace, to overcome. Father God, that You're Lord, that You're in charge of my life, that You cause all things to work together for good for me. So, Father, I acknowledge You today as I begin the day, that this day is a gift. Father, I want to acknowledge You as God. I want to acknowledge, Father God, that I'm alive only because You saw fit to bring me into this world and create me. I acknowledge, Father, that You're my Creator, that I don't belong to myself, Father, that You're the Creator, that everything belongs to You, that my life belongs to You. And I acknowledge, God, that You reign. I acknowledge, Father, that You're the master of the universe, that You're Adon Olam, we say in Hebrew, the master of the universe, that You're in charge, that You reign, that You form light, that You create darkness according to the book of Isaiah. Father, I acknowledge that You're Lord, that You reign. Father, yes, I see tragedy in the world. I see bad things happen. But Father God, 99% of what I see in the world is You and Your glory and Your goodness. I realize that Satan's here, but that Father, You cause all things to work together for good. So I acknowledge You this morning, Father. I acknowledge that You're the Creator and the Lord and the Master of the universe and that You're the Lord of my life. So, Father, I thank You this morning. I thank You for creating me. And, Father, I'm going to walk through the day in faith. I'm going to acknowledge You, Father. I'm going to have faith in You. I'm going to have faith in You as Master and Creator. And I'm going to believe, Father God, that everything that I walk through today is what You've ordained for me. Because You said, Abba God, that You prepared good works for me to walk in them. So I'm thanking You, Father God, that as the day unfolds, as I put one foot in front of the other through space and time, that I'm going to continue to encounter new realities, new circumstances, new relationships, new energies, new dynamics, and that every time I enter into something new, Father, I acknowledge that You're with me, that You're in it, that You're involved, that You're causing something new to come forth from my life, and that it's for Your glory. I acknowledge You, Father God, as my Creator. And Father God, I want to once again give You thanks for everything. I declare, Father God, today, that no matter what happens to me, I'm going to give You thanks. Because Your word says, give thanks in all things, for this is God's word for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, Paul said, to give thanks in all things. So we're acknowledging the Creator. No matter what happens, beloved ones, we acknowledge God. No matter what we run into, we acknowledge God. The things that feel good, we acknowledge God and thank Him. The things that are challenges and hardships, then too, beloved ones, we acknowledge God, like Job said, shall I receive good things from God, but not accept difficulties? Far be it from me. We all need to live like that. You see, it takes difficulties to strengthen us. So we acknowledge God as our Creator. We acknowledge, listen, that whatever we're walking through, God is using it for the good. He's bringing about the best for our lives from it. In fact, some of the challenges, beloved child of God, that you're going through are exactly what you need in order to spiritually develop. Some of the hardships that you're going through, that's exactly what you need in order to come to maturity. Remember Paul. The scripture tells us in the book of Corinthians that Paul was experiencing a tormenting spirit. The scripture calls him a messenger of Satan. And Paul prayed that the Lord would take it away. But what did God say to him? No, Paul, I'm not going to remove it. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is going to be perfected in your weakness. You see, that hardship, beloved church, that Paul was going through was exactly what he needed in order to develop, in order to grow in power, in order to come into spiritual maturity. You see, the Father knew that we needed an adversary. He knew that we needed a challenge. This is why Jesus said, "He that overcomes will inherit these things." The point that I'm making is we acknowledge God in everything. We acknowledge Him as God. We acknowledge Him as Lord. We acknowledge Him as our Creator. We acknowledge Him in everything that we walk through, good and bad, and through faith, through emunah, which is the Hebrew word for faith, we listen now. Thank Him for everything. Every breath that we breathe is a gift from our Creator. Once you master this simple principle, you're going to be well on your way to walking with God. Now, I'm going to continue this message next week. Be sure to join me for this profound and very simple series. Your Creator loves you. God bless you, and Shalom.